Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center, and she will update us on SHIC's progress report. Dr. Megan.
Yes, we just recently released the 2025 progress report for the Swine Health Information Center. And what we try and do in this progress report is really document activities and efforts of the center to mitigate and to assist in preparedness, prevention of any emerging disease threat. Although the Swine Health Information Center is focused, of course, on swine diseases, the information in our progress report is really valuable not only to pork producers, but other livestock producers, swine allied industry folks, swine researchers, other livestock researchers, because several of the diseases and information highlights that we have are on diseases that affect multi-species. For example, some of the information that SHIC put out last year includes information on H5N1, which of course we know affects poultry as well as dairy cattle and wildlife, as well as New World screwworm, as we think about not only the risk to the U.S. swine industry, but of course the potential impacts on the cattle herds. So as we look at the progress report and the efforts of the center over the last year, we really wanted to highlight how we were able to leverage both matching funds and external grants over the last 5 years. The Swine Health Information Center was able to be awarded just over $5 million during this time period from 2022 to 2025, and that equaled about 49 cents of external funds for every dollar of checkoff support. We really try and take the pork checkoff dollars and leverage those and stretch those as much as possible to provide value back to pork producers as we think about increasing research and information depth and scope across our emerging disease mission. We funded 32 research projects in 2025, and these really span various different efforts across our mission, such as improving swine health information, monitoring and mitigating risks to swine health, responding to emerging diseases, surveillance and discovery of emerging disease, and of course, prioritizing emerging swine diseases as they arise. We utilize various monitoring protocols and programs to identify emerging risks and then use that information to inform our research, our activities, and where we place the pork checkoff investment, again, for that greatest value back to producers. We also had several research outcomes that came about over the last year that really generated new information and new knowledge for producers and veterinarians to utilize on farm. For example, we had research utilizing tongue tips as a surveillance tool, not only for emerging diseases, but for evaluating the presence of PRRS. So tongue tips of mortalities are an easy to collect sample type on farm that again can be utilized for many different disease detection. We also had a study looking at porcine astrovirus 4. This is a fairly newly recognized cause of respiratory disease in those suckling and weaned pigs. It can cause coughing as well as bronchitis and pneumonia in these piglets, as we would see it with coughing. And so certainly want to keep an eye on porcine astrovirus type 4. We also had a significant research effort with regards to H5N1 and the risk to swine. We funded 10 projects in 2025 looking at H5N1, evaluating the potential impact on lactation in sows, evaluating clinical signs in various production phases, hog production. And so we want to understand more about that, again, for prevention and mitigation. We look forward to continuing to communicate these results as they're developed with producers. Best way to stay on top of all the Swine Health Information Center's data and output is to sign up for our newsletter and visit the progress report on swinehealth.org.